Coming up on 810 on the Mighty 690, and that means it's time for Ask the Expert once again. And we have Charles Skank in studio. How are you doing, sir?
Good, James. Good to be here.
Good. Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a gloomy day, but it's going to be a nice one. So what is our verse of the day?
It is Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. It reads, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid."
All right.
Matthew chapter 5, 13 and 14.
Very good. Very good. So, Charles, how has your past week been?
It's been exciting on a couple of different fronts. Number one, we're in AEP, annual election period, Medicare season. We've been helping people, and that's been exciting. That's what we love to do. And it's also been exciting. My daughter is in Israel.
Really? That's
Israel.
Great.
And yesterday, she wears a thing that tells her how far she's traveled and how far she's walked. She had 20,000 steps. She'd walked like 8.5 miles. And she said yesterday was a highlight. She went to Hezekiah's Tunnel.
Okay.
And walked through that. There's like knee-deep water that you walk through. And she's seen all kinds of things, experienced a lot of different foods, and it's really having a time of her life. And I've been loving seeing pictures and hearing reports from her.
That's wonderful. And she's gone with a tour group, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's with a small church group, and they've just been going and going. And so we're having a good time.
That's the way to do it. You know, my parents have both been to Israel. My mom did the tour group. And I mean, she just said it was fantastic. You get so much enrichment from having an actual guide with them the whole time. And it's just amazing how much they cram into such a small country. I mean, there's so much incredible history in Israel. That's just great.
Exactly. How was your week?
Yeah, well, not as exciting. I've just been getting over some of that cold that it's been going around, I think, all over the place here. People in the area have had. So I finally seemed like I'm over that, and kind of getting back into the groove of things is mainly what I've been doing.
That's
here
good.
Week.
I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. So how about your week ahead? What are you looking forward to?
So, well, the weekend I'm looking forward to getting some rest, hopefully.
Sure.
And my daughter comes back Monday and flies back. So I'm excited to see her, and she works in our office. And we've been missing her, so we're going to be happy to have her back in her seat. So
she better be getting some good souvenirs for you at all those markets.
Yes, that would be cool to see.
Oh, that's great.
What about your week?
No, we're kind of gearing up for Election Day. It's hard to even believe that November 8th is almost upon us.
It is.
Things sneak up, so we are gearing up. We're going to have people all over Southeast Kansas just checking in on different races, at watch parties, at courthouses, and I'm going to be back here along with Chris, and we're going to be kind of helping to anchor all the coverage and the cut-ins and everything. So it's going to be a big night. We're really looking forward to it and providing all that coverage all night long.
Neat. So did you grow up watching elections yourself?
Yeah, so I watched some of those, and then when I was in college, we started, you know, when I was at the radio station there, we did our own election coverage, and that happened to be the 2016 election, so that was a very exciting one to kind of get on the ground floor of. We had like 30 people or something involved, and it was wild.
That is
neat. So I kind of whetted my appetite for that sort of, live coverage. It's pretty electric when, you know, whoever you're rooting for as far as, you know, politically, it's just an exciting atmosphere. So
it is.
I'm looking forward to it.
I grew up watching election night, and it's always been a highlight for me.
Sure. So. Sure. Yeah, it is very exciting. So, well, we are, speaking of this time of year, we're 2 weeks into Medicare season. So have you had any observations, anything that stood out to you as far as that goes?
So this Medicare season, every single one of them is different, but this one is different for different reasons. Number one, we're helping people review their Medicare coverage. And it's always fun and fulfilling to us when we can help somebody save money. And sometimes we'll have people come in paying sometimes hundreds of dollars a month on their Medicare supplement. We help them get in another Medicare supplement, sometime with the exact same coverage, but for much lower price. That's really fulfilling. This year, with the additional ability to help people with home and auto, it's been a further joy for us to even help people even more, and find more efficient coverage for their home and auto. Many times, it's either the same coverage or better for a lower price. And if you have a home and auto coverage that's just been riding, just been ticking up in price, the company is sort of hoping you just don't do anything about it. They're hoping you just let it ride, let those increases keep coming without you shopping it.
It's almost kind of like the cable bill, you know? Uh-huh. Have you noticed that? The cable bill, it'll creep on up, and or satellite or whatever subscription it might be. They just had a couple bucks on every month,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Right. They're just sort of seeing how far they can push you, sure, until you say, I'm not going to pay this anymore, or I'm going to shop this around.
Yeah.
And so we've had people shop their coverage and be surprised of how much they can save. So used to, we were limited to being able to help, you know, with their Medicare or life insurance. And now we can help people with their home and auto. And that's really been fulfilling to either further impact a family or household's budget and free up dollars for them to live their life. My dad says, I hate sending money to an insurance company.
Well, yeah, which is, you know, not something you always expect to hear, you know, but yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And so we want to send as little as we can, but still have the coverage we need at the same time. And so we're always walking that line of having good coverage and efficient coverage as well.
Sure. And what are some examples maybe of how you've been able to save people money, especially with having the option of having home and auto offered?
Yeah. So if your coverage is like with a captive company. By captive, I mean like a State Farm, a Farm Bureau, a Farmers Insurance. One of those that they have only one coverage. You know, it's like going to a car lot and they have one car and the color is white. And if you like that, like, then you're good to go.
There you go.
Right.
Enjoy.
Well, we are independent, which means that we can shop it around and we're not limited to one carrier or to one offering. And by having choices and by being able to look around at different carriers, we can many times offer a competitive price. And so we helped somebody the other day save nearly $1,000 a year on their home and auto. And if we help them with their Medicare savings, those savings just start to add up. And so another thing that I'm excited about is interest rates are at a near record high for the past 20 plus years. And so people that have 50,000, 100,000, a million, we've, you know, all kinds of levels, we've helped people get a reasonable rate of return. And now, as of this week, coming week, it's up to 5.55%.
Oh, man.
And so, for 7 years. And so that means that they can safely get 5.55% with no downside risk, no market volatility associated with that, no fees associated with that. And so not only are we helping people save money and give money, less money to an insurance company, but we can also have an insurance company give them more money because of the increased interest rates and get a reasonable rate of return.
Sure, and I think you had a spot we were playing on here calling it lazy money, which is a great, I hadn't really heard that before, but I think it's a great kind of term to describe that money that you could be putting to better use, you know, get that money working for you.
Yeah, yeah. I compare it to like a worker that's not performing very well, that's lazy. There's potential there, but they aren't meeting their potential. And many people have funds that have potential, but they aren't meeting the potential that they could. And with today's market environment, we are able to get a safe 5.55% and keep it safe and sleep at night and knowing that your money's going to be there.
Sure. No, that's great. Are there any other ways you've been able to save folks some money?
Another way is with a Medicare supplement. I helped a lady this week. She's paying $360 a month for her Medicare supplement. And she's paying that every month. She's up in her 80s, but she's not, she goes to the doctor maybe three or four times a year. She's not in and out of the hospital. She's fairly healthy, but she's sort of trapped into paying that money every month. And so we evaluated a plan for her that has a maximum out of pocket. In other words, the worst case scenario is around $3,700.
Okay.
And so by going on that plan, it has a zero premium. She can keep that $360 in her pocket. And as she has some small bills, her bills cannot go above $3,700. And so that's less than what she's paying out every month, whether she's sick or not.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're able to help people in ways like that. Not that that situation is right for everybody, but for her, it was a good fit.
And I would think, too, there's some people you're like, hey, you actually can have a higher deductible sort of thing, and then you don't have to pay so much every month. And, you can look at people's different situations and say, hey, I'm sure there may be cases where people might even be overinsured. Is that a possibility?
That is true. That is true. A year ago, a man came in, and I just met with him this week as well. He was paying a high number, nearly $300 a month for his Medicare supplement. And there's a Medicare supplement that a lot of people don't know about that has a $2,400 deductible. Now, it's not a normal $2,400 deductible. Medicare pays 80% of your bills, and you pay 20%. And when your 20% adds up to be $2,490, technically, in a year, then this policy kicks in and pays everything.
Wow.
Well, for you to owe $2,490, almost $2,500 in a year, Medicare's paying 80 and you're paying 20. The likelihood of your 20% adding up to be $2,500 is very small.
Yes.
But he's paying around $50 a month to have a cap on how bad his 20% column can be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Medicare's carrying 80. His responsibility is 20. And he knows that just by paying $50 a month, he has a cap on how bad a year he can have.
Okay.
And we have many people on that plan. That way they're on original Medicare, but they have a ceiling that they can know going into it that it's not going to get worse than this. And most of the time, they never ever hit that.
Sure.
We have hundreds of people on that plan, and most of them in a year will never hit that $2,500 on the 20% column. So that's another exciting way to help people, because sometimes people don't want to leave original Medicare to go to an Advantage plan. And so if we can get them qualified, they can go to that plan that has a higher deductible, but can save them significant money.
Sure, absolutely. Any other ways? Like, is there anything on the auto side of things by chance? And I don't know how much you...
Same story. And we have more specialists that work in that division.
I kind of figured, because that's its kind of own kettle of fish, I think.
It is. But that's been exciting as well. And to help people get a good coverage. And we want to stay away from state minimums. We want them to have good numbers as far as what they're covered for, and to shop it around to find more efficient coverage. If it hasn't been shopped in a while, if you haven't checked on that, it's a good idea to do that.
Sure, absolutely. But yeah, that's all, you know, I think that's just really good to know. And it's such a great opportunity to be able to, like you said, shop around. So, how about we take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. We're back here with Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690. We have Charles Skank back with us. And Charles, I know, as we are still in Medicare season, I know many of our listeners may still need to book a review. So how can they do that? What sort of things do they need to bring when they come? What's the process?
So it's very simple. It can be done over the phone or in person. A lot of people prefer in person, and that's our strength because we're here local and we have locations in Coffeyville, Independence, Howard, and Sedan. But they can call us, book a time. They can come in, bring your Medicare card, bring a list of doctors, list of medications, and bring your current insurance cards so we can know where you're at and compare where you're at. And there's a lot of times where we say, tell people, hey, you need to stay put. You're already on the most efficient, best form of coverage that you can be on. And so if that's the case, that's what we'll tell you. We're not just going to try to move you to make a buck or anything like that. So bring in as well, if you'd like to get a quote on your home and auto. We'll do the heavy lifting. We'll do the work on that. Also, if you have lazy money, funds that you need to get a better return on, or if they're at risk and you want to protect them and get a guaranteed rate of return, we can help you with that. Just bring what you'd like to have help with, and we can get you on the right path.
Sure, and I know this time of year with all the telemarketing and mailers and everything, people are probably a little bit dreading this time of year because they're just like, oh, you know, all this, I have to go this have this reviewed and everything. But really, I mean, from what you tell me and from the experiences I hear from people, it's a really easy process to just, you know, give you guys a call at Skank Insurance, come on in. It's not a painful process. You guys, like you said, you're doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, we do the work. And there's nothing to be afraid of. There's no charge to meet with us. There's no obligation. If we can help you, we'll show you how we can. And if we can't, like I said, we'll leave you alone. We'll either help you or leave you alone.
Yeah, and again, just have that medication list and all that good stuff when you come.
And I would say that all of the phone calls, the ads on TV, the biggest thing that I hear is on TV, they put those ads where there are plans that will help you with groceries, that will help pay for food. And those are limited to a very small population of people that are on Medicaid, not just Medicare. They have to be on Medicaid and Medicare. And so, unfortunately, many of our listeners do not qualify for that those benefits. And so that's frustrating that those are presented like they are widely available to everybody and everybody's enjoying these benefits and, you know, you aren't. But the truth is most people are not able to qualify for those benefits.
Sure. That is a little misleading, I feel like, with you know, those companies are doing.
It's really unfortunate. And those companies that push those ads, those phone calls and all those things, they're just trying to make a quick buck. The best thing you can do if you get a phone call is just immediately hang up. There's nothing special that they have to offer that we cannot help you with. And they're just going to try to put you in a place to make a quick dollar. And then when you need help and you have questions and you're not, if you don't understand what you have, they're not going to be there to help you. They're going to be moving on to the next person. They have almost zero service that they offer. And so we have service. We're here. You can come to our office. You can look us in the eye. And we had a 95-year-old lady come in. She had a Doppler operation, ultrasound, and they were making her pay for that. And she didn't understand that because according to her plan, they shouldn't have. We got the company on the phone. We got it figured out and got it solved. And so that's what we do. Our goal is to help our clients, not just initially, but continually down the road as they have questions and as they have concerns to help solve those problems.
No, that's great. And if people do want to book an appointment with you, if they want to look you eye to eye right there in the face. How can they do that?
So you can go to our website, skencinsurance.com, S-C-H-E-N-C-K. You can call our phone number at 620-331-8800. That's 331-8800. That's our main number. We have locate our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. And like I said, we have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
All right. Well, Charles Skenk, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
We also have a newsletter.
The newsletter, yes. Yeah. Yes.
If you'd like to be a part of that, text your name and your email address to 620-331-8800.
Yeah, and that's a monthly newsletter.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
So get on that. That's a lots of good information in there. So excellent. Well, Charles, it's been great as always, and I look forward to chatting with you again on Monday, and like I said, have a wonderful, relaxing weekend.
Hey, thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with more right after this on the Mighty 690. Fox News coming up.